Okay. So we are in Shaar Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. And we talked about how our Maisim have a tremendous impact on all the worlds. And here he says, he brings a few concepts that will be a review for those of us who learned Ruach Chaim together. And for those who didn't learn Ruach Chaim, then it will be a new concept. So he says, "Ki es kol ma'isa ha'elokim." He brings a pasuk. V'chein koheles amar. It's like the third paragraph in this parak. Says v'chein koheles amar. "Ki es kol ma'isa ha'elokim yavi b'mishpat al kol ne'elam." So the pasuk is saying that Hashem brings all of our ma'isim to din. Okay, but the language is a little backwards, because really it shouldn't have said "es kol ma'isa ha'elokim yavi b'mishpat." The comma is in the wrong place in the pasuk. It should have said "ki es ki ha'elokim," because Hashem yavi es kol ma'isel b'mishpat. Hashem is bringing all the ma'isim to mishpat. Why does it say "ki es kol ma'isa"? All the actions ha'elokim yavi b'mishpat. The placement is inaccurate. So Chaim Volozhiner says unbelievable pshat here. He says, you know what it means that I'll call ne'elam, even those things which we can't see. So what's it referring to, the things that we can't see? Well, what's the reference there? So he says it's referring to those things that we can't see. In other words, it's referring to the element in the mitzvah that is how we affect the rest of the world. So the way you read the pasuk is like this. V'hainu ki Elokim is bal kochos kulam, right? Elokim means that's koach in us to affect the things around us. Tzelem Elokim. And when a person is being judged, they're not just judging your action. They're also judging not just your action, but what did your action cause in the Olamos? So the way you read it, in other words, the way you read the pasuk is, he has called. What is Hashem bringing to Mishpat? Hashem is bringing the Maisa Elokim. Hashem is bringing your Elokim Dika Maisim to Mishpat. Your Maisim that have in it an element of Elokim, which means how they affected the world around them, that's what we're bringing to Mishpat. Unbelievable pshat. So you read it, he has called Maisa Elokim, all the Maisa Elokim, that category of Maisim, that type of Maisim, Yavi B'mishpat, is going to be brought to court, brought to judgment. Okay, so Hashem is judging not only our deeds, but also not just our actions, but also the Maisa Elokim of our actions. Okay? Now, V'amar es kol ma'isa, v'loy al kol ma'isa. What is, it means that a person is going to be, Hashem is going to take your ma'isim to mishpat. That's what it's saying. You take your deeds to court. Why doesn't it say Hashem is going to judge you for what you did, not what you did? It's like Hashem is judging what you did. It should really be Hashem is judging you for what you did. Right? So here he brings a concept that he brought many times in Ruach Chaim, but I'm going to rechazer it, like I said, for those that didn't hear it in Ruach Chaim. And he says the following. He says, this he said in Ruach Chaim on the Mishnah of mitzvah, gereres mitzvah. Okay, one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. How so? So he says, at the moment that a person has the ratzon and the das, that he's going to do a mitzvah now. At that exact moment, take it immediately. There is an impact in the heavens for our machshava to do a mitzvah. That impact creates a spiritual force of tov, and the spiritual force of tov now trickles down into that force of Tov now trickles down into our world in a spiritual sense. And you're able to create a tremendous amount of things with that spiritual energy that you just created. And that's what it says in Chazal. You ever heard of the phrase? that Tamidei Chacham and Marbim Shalom ba'olam, that Tamidei Chacham bring peace. Shenemar Chol Banayech Umud Hashematzikir Banayech Ela Bonayech. Right? Don't say that Tamidei Chacham are Banayech, your children. Rather, they're Bonayech. They're your builders. How are they your builders? How? Ever thought about that? How are Tamidei Chachamim Bonayech? I would have thought that Banayech is more accurate. You want to say, the Pasuk says Banayech. It means Tamidei Chachamim. No, it doesn't mean Banayech. It means a more accurate term, Bonayech. How is Bonayech more accurate than Banayech? Bonayech means your builders. The answer is because Tamidei Chachamim are builders of the world. Because Tamidei Chachamim are building, like they put the biggest construction company out of business. They're like building up bricks, and every time Rabbi Yashiv is sitting learning all day straight, so he's like putting up buildings like crazy. So that's the Bonayach. The Tamidei Chacham are the Bonayach of the world. They're creating the entire the infrastructure of those olamos. Now, the umimela and mimela from that misoyer umamshich gam olav. Remember, we use this term in Rachaim, or makif, or is a light. Makif means it surrounds. You create an or makif. You create a light which surrounds the person from the kedusha ha'elyona, which comes from above, which you created that or through your maisa. So in Rachaim, we didn't have this so clear. In Rachaim, when we learned about the or makif, we thought maybe it's somehow. When you do the mitzvah, you get the or makif, but now it's more understandable. The way you get this or makif, this spiritual force, when you do a mitzvah, is because you actually created that force in Shemayim. That force didn't exist till you made your mitzvah down here. When you did your mitzvah, you now created that force in Shemayim. That force in Shemayim now created this or makif. Where does that or makif go? It goes right here on you. V'hu ha-messiah le-goyimra. And that or makif gives the person the siyata dishmaya to complete the mitzvah. The achar goimra mitzvah, when he completes the mitzvah, ha-kedusha v'ha-or mistalik l'sharoshay. That or then, once you complete the mitzvah, that or now goes back to Shemayim. And what does it do in Shemayim? That or now waits for you, for your neshama in Olam Haba. So the Olam Haba is now a collection of all the oros that you created by your mitzvahs. So this we learned in Rachaim a few times, that the Olam Haba is not a location. It's not like the Marriott and you get a ticket to come in. You're getting a regular room, you're getting a suite, you're getting a penthouse, you're getting, what type of room you're getting, what's your ticket. It's not an existing place that you have to get your ticket to come in. Olam Haba is your creation of spiritual forces that you're going to finally be able to be nene from all those spiritual things that you've created that we've been talking about since the beginning of the Sefer. When you empower the spiritual forces, they grow, right? So imagine I tell you that, your job is to go plant these seeds. Okay, that's my job. So besides that, the biggest schar I can get you is, first of all, I'm going to give you everything you need to plant the seeds. I'm going to give you all the tools you need. I'm going to give everything. And you are going to eat the fruits that come from the tree. That you're going to get all the fruits that come out of it. So basically, the point is that you're creating your own schar. Like I've said before, the marshal, the guy who built his own house. And he was the reward was supposed to be for him to live in his own house, so that's the idea in Olam Haba. Okay, right. I was going to say now. Right. We're saying to call Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelak La Olam Haba. It says everyone has a chelak La Olam Haba. Everyone has a chelak to Olam Haba. Why the Lo Amru Bo Olam Haba? Why doesn't it say that everyone has a chelak in the world to come? Because that would be mashma that the Olam Haba is waiting. Olam Haba is this great place with fountains and who knows what, the best type of meat and wine. You just go in there. I got my free ticket. I got front row seats. No. So that's what Ba Olam Haba. Everyone has a chelak in the world to come. No. What it means is v'mitzdak adam yitnu lo b'schar chelak b'menu. Avla emes, that's not true. Sh'olam haba hu maisi de adam atzmo. The Olam Haba is your actions. So what it means when you it says it all, every yid has a chelik la olam haba, it means you have a chelik in you, which is connected to places that you can create olam haba. You have a potential to make olam haba for yourself. That's what it means. Okay, that all depends on your spiritual connection. Only right? A guy may not have that type of spiritual connection. Okay. That's what he says. Now that's Olam Haba. What about Gehenim? What do you think Gehenim is? The same idea. That when a person starts doing an aver, he empowers the evil forces. Those evil forces now are looking even gloomier than ever. And that extra forces of Ra actually come onto the person in this world. And that's the opposite of an Ormak. If he's surrounded by this, you know, this type of energy. And you'll be tripped up from your own avarice. Okay. That's basically what he says. And he's magbir kochos v'chayale atum v'aklipois. He gives power to those evil forces. Umisham mamshech gal atzmi ruach atuma. And he's actually bringing the ruach atuma that he created onto himself. And it does the sin for him. And then afterwards, it goes, and it's waiting for him in Gehenna. V'hu b'chayav, but it comes out that a person during his lifetime, b'gehenna mamish. A person in his lifetime experienced Gehenna. How so? Because at the time that a person did the Avera, he was surrounded by that same exact force that when he's finished Avera, goes back to its shoresh, goes back to those forces of evil, and then is waiting to, you know, come out in full force on his neshama. But it comes out that it's really the same feel, the same Gehenim that he's going to get afterwards. He was here. A person surrounding himself by Gehenim by engaging into Averis. Hein kochos atuma v'mazikin shenivru mimaisav. V'zeo shamu chazal. And this is the meaning of Chazal. Rishoyim ma'amikin lahem Gehenim. Rishoyim deepen their own Gehenim. You know, an aver is like a shovel. You keep on digging yourself deeper. Okay, you keep on tripping over your own 2 feet, right? So that's the pshat. So the koach of the chait is the Gehenim. So again, Gehenim is not a location. You know, it's not a place that you go on bus number one, you go on bus number two, and you know you get to your location and they find you a room there. The idea of the Gehenim is that the person's neshama will have to experience the full brunt of the kochos of tumah that they themselves created. Okay, avizesha amar kasum ki paul. A person will be repaid by his very own actions. Okay? And this is why it says in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran yivatru chayoi. That anyone that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give, look, Hashem, I did something wrong, but I know you. You can get past it, Hashem. Don't worry about it. And she says, you can't say that. If you say that, you're koifer. Why? Why is it so bad? It's terrible. Because what you're saying is that the punishments that Hashem gives are arbitrary. Yeah, you could have, you couldn't have, you got sent to the principal, so he told you to do this, you got to do that. And they're arbitrary. They're not arbitrary. There's nothing Hashem can do, kaviyachol, according to the system the world's created in, that he can change that. The Gehenim is not, the Gehenim is those forces of evil that you yourself created. So they're there, and they're waiting for you. There's nothing, there's no being mevater on that. You can't get rid of that. It's like saying, I'm going to throw up a ball. Please, Hashem, don't make it land on my head. It's gravity. I mean, you want me to change the laws of nature? I'm not changing it for you. So the punishment that a person creates is the law of nature. It's that source of evil that was empowered by your meisim, and now it's waiting there. What works? Tshuva. Tshuva works. But not just saying Hashem is mevater, Hashem will give up. Hashem can't just overlook things. You're just not going to look the other way because you're a nice guy. It exists. The power is there. The forces are there waiting. But tshuva works. How does tshuva work? How does, according to this, how does tshuva work? So at the end of the chapter here, he says, the only way it works is either A, if those forces of evil take it all out on the person already, and they only last like 11 or 12 months, and then they kind of disappear, because evil doesn't really last forever. So either they go away, or he says, oi, at the end of the chapter, he says, oi, I did karcha tshuva. What's the idea of tshuva? Shemagas at sharshar elyon olam tshuva. Alma dechiru b'nehiru dekula. Olam tshuva, a person can connect to an olam of tshuva. The olam of tshuva is higher than the rest of the worlds. So basically, if a person does tshuva, what happens is that they go to a point higher than the point of their chait. Tshuva is deeper than the point of the worst avera. And therefore, since tshuva is deeper, when a person adds koach of tov into the world above the koach of the avera, then it injects tov into the next world, and that deletes the koach of the ra that he created through his avera. So the way that tshuva works is, in this system, is that tshuva is a connection point to a place above the chait. Okay? So since tshuva is a point above the chait, it deletes the chait and it deletes the impact that the chait made. And that's the only way to do tshuva. But he's saying that that's why tshuva is such a high level. And that's why he says, tshuva magas ad kisei hakavod. Tshuva is the highest level possible. It's high, it's the highest level. V'lechalois kol tumah v'lesaken ha'ilavos k'mikodem u'b'yisron or chadash me'olam ha'tshuva ha'mofia aleihem. Okay? Okay, that's the end of Perkei Beis. Unbelievable shot in tshuva that he says there. And, you know, okay. It's very interesting.